else, Leah.
I just had a theme this morning. Got a couple of songs that we're going to sing. Actually, I might just grab this one. The first one is Great Is Thy Faithfulness, an old one that we will know. And the next one is Have Faith in God. And this has been changed slightly. It's an MP3. Ross has done an amazing job putting this together. It is a lot slower pace, so you kind of just have to really listen to the words, but it is a beautiful, reflective song. So, and I was just, this faithfulness has just been impressed upon me for the last few weeks. And if I can quickly share this quick account, I know we're a month gone by, but it was of 9/11, and I read this account of this true story of this guy who was in the South Tower on the 81st floor of that fateful day, and he happened to look out the window and he saw this plane coming towards him. And he just said, "God, I can't do this, take over." The plane crashed obviously into the building and he was trapped. And when all the chaos of that died away, he was miraculously still alive. Stanley Pramnath was his name. And yeah, he just called out and a co-worker heard him, and they cleared the debris away and they walked down 80 flights of stairs, and then that tower crumbled. And you know, God is a God of just amazing faithfulness. And we're, you know, hearing about David and Goliath, we can see that account throughout his word. And kind of need that sometimes when life gets a little bit difficult, we're negotiating some difficult times. And that can be in our lives, our friends' lives, family lives around us. And, you know, like David had always said, "Be my rock of refuge in which I always go. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me." We aren't promised deliverance from all things, but we are promised and have faith that he does walk with us, no matter what. And it's just a word for this morning. But to stand and sing.